This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, where we spend every Saturday talking about mortgages when you're waking up after your wonderful Friday night. As Friday nights are going to start changing apparently here in Texas as more people start scattering around the town. Hopefully we can all stay safe during all these times, but it is going to start opening up in Texas the next couple weeks here, and we'll see how that... I was out last night for dinner. And it was crazy.
Why? Why did you go out for dinner last night?
Because I was hungry.
Why?
Because
why were you hungry? What happens
I hadn't
once a year?
Since lunch.
What happens once a year?
What happens March 5th happens yeah. once a year.
Okay.
All right.
Read into that, Tolos.
So anyway, we are here talking about your mortgages. This is the mortgage show about nothing. We just kind of talk with you about mortgages, and you text us, and we start answering your questions. Those questions can be answered at 972-387-4600. TexasLending.com has staffed up. We are ready to take your call. We are ready to get your loan done. A lot going on in the mortgage business. As many of you who are paying attention because you are thinking about getting a mortgage, either buying or refinancing or want to be getting cash out, you saw this week that you saw they were talking about the 10-year bond and the rates going up and things like this. For those of you at home or those of you driving around that are paying attention right now, just know that the rates are probably about 0.375% higher than they were off their all-time lows. When you can get a 15-year fixed once at 1.875, if you paid closing cost in your origination fee, you're probably at 2.25% for a 15-year now. Somewhere in that ballpark. And then if you don't pay those points and fees, you're closer to 2.5. So
right.
That's the 15-year mortgage, 0.375% off its all-time low. Now, there are some companies that are already 0.75% off their all-time low, but TexasLending.com has foresight and saw some things coming, and so we put some positions in the market that are allowing us to get you these low rates. Not everyone has a 20-year mortgage that you can get at 2.5%. And if you pay yourself an origination fee, if you have a $200,000 loan, and you pay your closing costs and origination fee, you're probably at 2.5%.
Mm-hmm.
That goes along with good credit and all the things that you're required to have a 2.5% rate.
20% equity.
Yeah. So, the equity position is going to be more important, I would say, for all of you as it comes in regards to PMI and things like this and how much PMI you got to pay. You can get similar rates at 95% financing or 80% financing if you have really good credit, like a 740 credit score. But you are going to pay a little bit of a higher rate as your equity in your house diminishes. So if you're at 95%, you'll probably some higher PMI. On the 15 years, you don't really have that same hit for that 95% financing as you do on a 30-year or 20-year loan. The point is this. Everyone has a different situation. And if we do 10,000 loans a year, then you're going to see 10,000 different scenarios and 10,000 different rates and 10,000 different things going on with everyone's loan. So when we're talking to you, we're hopefully talking about your situation, and hopefully you can get your text into us at 972-387-4600.
I haven't seen that much of a pushback. You know, people, they understand. When you talk to them, they understand that the rates are not where they were a month ago. All right?
Yeah.
And so they're happy with that because they realize that in the scheme of things, the rates are still great.
The rates are lower than they were at any time in history, of the mortgage history. And the only time they were lower was 2 months ago. So you're just off the all-time lows. And so if you can get it in now, lock it in now. I don't see any reason right now that rates should go back to where they were. With all the money that's being printed or expected to be printed by Washington, then that can drive rates up. It doesn't mean it will. Now, here's the thing I do want to say to everybody out there is you always hear about, oh, the Federal Reserve raised the overnight rate. Oh, the Federal Reserve is raising rates. And we've talked about it in this show and other shows for years. And what we're talking about is, at some point, the Federal Reserve might say, oh, we're going to raise the overnight rate.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, when the Federal Reserve raises the overnight rate, what they're doing is they're trying to slow down inflation. The reason that the long-term rates are going up right now is people are concerned about the amount of inflation that's coming our way with them printing $4 trillion and flooding the market with it, right? And so when you're printing $4 trillion in the market, prices start going up. That's the Federal Reserve is trying to create inflation because deflation is everything that you own goes down in value. And so we saw what happens with that in 2008.
Yep.
And they're trying to keep that from happening. The long-term rates are rising because investors, speculators are concerned about inflation. Well, when the Federal Reserve comes around to it, and they will at some point in the next couple of years, and they'll say, we're going to raise the overnight rate. That is to slow down inflation. And typically when they do that, we see mortgage rates go down.
Mm-hmm.
It is when people are concerned about the inflation and the Federal Reserve hasn't done anything about it that rates go up. And what we actually have seen in the past that the Federal Reserve is raising rates and we see rates go down. And so people think opposite about what's actually happening. They're trying to balance the world, and when they over raise the short term rates, they're trying to keep the long term rates from going up.
And vice versa, when they lower the rates, they think, oh, the rates have gone down.
And then, what can happen is the rates can go up a little bit because they're trying to free up money, which can create inflation. So that's enough to make your head hurt at home if you're sitting around thinking, oh my God, that's too much money talk. We want to talk about you.
You.
And you start at this number, 972-387-4600. If you're trying to get your refinance done, you can still find a 30-year, somewhere around 2.75 to 2.875. You're going to find a 20-year. This is the best deal in town. You haven't had this deal a lot. The 20-year is because the 20-year is a shorter term than a 30-year. And then because the longer term the rate is, the higher the mortgage is, the higher the rate is. Well, it used to be such about a year ago that the 30-year and the 15-year rates were not that far away from each other. Because the 10-year bond at one time last year was about half of 1%. That means if you lent money to the government, you gave them money for 10 years, they would pay you 0.5% on your money over 10, you know, per year for 10 years. And so now it's at 1.5%. So we're 1% higher than we were just 10 months ago on the 10-year bond. And so, but the overnight rate stayed the same. So what's happened is, well, the 15-year and the 30-year a year ago were very close to each other in the rates, and the 20-years, they were all right there in the same ballpark. Now you have the 15-year, the 30-year's gone up, so the 10-year's gone up so fast that you're getting a 20-year mortgage, which is 0.375% lower than a 30-year mortgage. So today, as you're sitting there in your 30-year mortgage and it's at 3.5, or it's at 4 or 4.25%. The 20-year mortgage here with really good credit and a 20% equity position, you pay an origination fee, your closing costs, you're at 2.5% for 20 years. You might knock 5 years, 7 years, 8 years off your mortgage, and you can probably get some cash out if you wanted to, and you're sitting yourself in a great position. So the 20-year really hasn't moved as much as a 30-year has. You have a great opportunity right now to call TexasLending.com at 972-387-4600. We have hardworking people. And these hardworking people are here on Saturdays, and they're here now, and they're ready to take your call at this time of the morning to help you get that mortgage going at TexasLending.com. We have our first questions coming in, Bubba.
Already?
We do, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. And so this person has texted us in the past, and let's see what they have to say. They said they're looking for commercial property on an acre. So it says it has a house, a store, and twice the ice, which brings in $3,200 a month in rent.
Is that the ice from last month or what?
I don't know what that means. I don't know what twice the ice means. They have and a twice the ice. Okay. Is that like one of those things where you go and you buy ice at the
Maybe.
Store?
Yeah.
They have a store that has a twice the ice machine, which brings in $3,200 a month in rent. They are asking $450K. They want a commercial loan. Mm. Well, here's the deal. If you are a small business owner, you might be able to get a small business loan if you're going to buy a commercial property. We are a residential mortgage lender, but you go to a commercial bank. Who are commercial banks? They typically don't take personal deposits from individuals and families. They do loans to commercial enterprises. And so a commercial bank, Texas Capital Bank, they're a commercial bank.
Right.
And so they can help you. Might be able to help you with something there. The federal government is giving out loans right now to people and small businesses. There are several kinds of them. If you had a business last year, you might be able to get that PPP loan. And there are a couple other ones out there that have fancy names that you might be able to get yourself into. So I think the name of the one was the EIDL loan. The EIDL loan. Look at that one. That's another loan from the government. That's an SBA-type loan. And so make sure that you call one of these commercial banks here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and they'll be able to maybe get you a commercial loan. Hopefully it works out for you. And in the meantime, everyone else, text us at 972-387-4600. So let's see what else we got. Oh, that was the same person, I think. Here's one. Want to get a home equity loan on my house that they inherited, Bubba.
Mm.
The word inherited brings all kinds of hair onto your loan there.
Inherit.
Yeah. Inherited. So if you don't have any hair, you might not know what I'm talking about.
But you're going to have hair.
But you're going to have some hair, and you might have to wash it every day. You have a home equity loan on a home you inherited. The home is paid for. They want a 30-year loan, and they want to borrow $50,000. What kind of interest and what would the monthly payment be? They have great credit. Well, first of all, I'm going to say it's going to be difficult to get a $50,000 home equity loan.
We can't do it.
Yeah, but the problem is because the government, listen, God bless the government, all right? They pass laws in the name of trying to help people, and typically, many times, the same law the government passes with the mind of helping people ends up hurting the same people they're trying to help. And so some of the laws they say is like, you can't charge any money, this much money on certain loans. Well, it cost $8,000 to write a loan, okay, in this country. That's what it cost a mortgage company to write a loan. The average cost of writing a loan for a mortgage company between the underwriters, loan officers, processors, closers, shippers, funders, receptionists, phones, electricity is $8,000 for every loan.
Whether it's $50,000 or $500,000.
Well, the government says you can't charge more than 2% in fees on a $50,000 loan.
Can't.
Well, on a $500,000 loan.
It's not a problem.
2% in fees. Well, okay, that covers the cost of doing a loan. If you're doing a $50,000 loan, that doesn't even cover the that won't even yeah. that 2% won't even cover the appraisal. I mean, you know, the appraisal itself is 1% of that. It's $500.
Okay, so there's all kinds of questions here. Number one, you said you inherited this home. Is this home your homestead? If it's not your homestead, then it's not going to be like a home equity loan if you're not moving into it. Also, what's the will say? Does it say that there's other people own it?
So Bubba's now talking in rhymes and riddles.
Yes,
so,
but these are the questions I'm going to ask you.
Okay, and one of the reasons he said, is it going to be your homestead, is this. In the state of Texas, if you get home equity on a homestead, it falls under the home equity loan law, where you're only allowed to be charged 2% of your loan amount. That's your fees that the lender can charge you, 2% of your loan amount. If it's an investment property and it's not your homestead, it does not fall under the home equity loan law, the 2% rule goes away. So he said he wants to know if you're living in there or not, because that will have an impact on what kind of loan it is. If it's a home equity loan, falling under the home equity loan law, that has some regulations. If it's not your homestead, then it has different regulations.
Yeah, if it's a homestead, I mean, you can still do $50,000, but you're going to be going to a bank or a credit union that's going to be more
interested in getting
that kind of a loan. But the other questions about your heirship and who that home belongs to after the will and everything else, that's going to be there for you.
You have to look at the will, see if it's gone through probate. The other things that are going to be going on.
Bubba, been there. That's all I'm going to.
Yeah, tell we've seen a lot of these over the years, and sifting through that and having an underwriter trying to understand the heirship of that property, that's going to be important. It is possible to get a $50,000 loan. A bank might do the loan for free. When I say free, they're not going to make any money on a $50,000 loan under the homestead law if it's a home equity loan. If it's an investment property, they might. But the thing is, a bank's going to want to get your CDs, and they're going to want to do your deposits, and they're going to want to do some credit cards, and they're going to do ancillary services with you in their hopes of getting more business, right?
Yep, that's exactly right.
Okay, right here comes, and if you want to get your phone number in there, 972-387-4600. That's how you text us, 972-387-4600. That's our phone number. Text us there. Call us at that same number.
Loan officers are here.
They're awake. They're ready. They realize that rates might go up further in the near future. I do think that they will stabilize and maybe come back to where they are right now. What I mean is we hit our all-time lows. We're up about 0.375% higher than that right now. They might go up another 0.375% here by June, but I think that they might work their way back to where they are now. I don't think they're going back to where they were sometime this year. I don't think they're going to be back at the 1.875 on a 15-year that we saw just a month and a half ago. I don't think we're going to see that. I think we're going to see rates somewhere between where they are right now and a little bit, about 0.5% higher than they are right now. That's where I think we're going to be for the next 6 months. So what could change that? Well, we're not the Federal Reserve. We don't print money. Although your kids think you print money and you think we print money, we don't print it. We have a credit line to lend hundreds of millions of dollars a month in home loans. And those credit lines offer us an ability to get you the service that you need. Just know this. Rates are really good right now. Bubba says we got to take a break.
Because Tress isn't here to tell you that we got
it. I know. Tress is the one that always makes us take commercial breaks.
We're Tressless today.
All right. This is a Tress-free program. The TexasLending.com show. We have other questions coming in. We have one about cash outs and some looking for buying. Get your text question in now, 972-387-4600. We're coming back and answering more of your questions on the TexasLending.com mortgage show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show. We want to help you make good decisions. We want to help you save money. We want to be here for Texans, and we're doing more of it every day. Our home purchase business has tripled, Bubba.
That's what I hear.
It is going through the roof, and which is the dog's favorite part of the house, the roof.
You mean you're going to bring the dog back to the commercials?
Yeah, well, I don't know about that.
That's a good idea.
I don't know.
That's retroactive. TexasLending.com.
We have all kinds of things happening here. Your texts are coming in right now at 972-387-4600. We're ready to get financially naked with you right here on the show. You might want to put some blinders on if you're listening to Bubba talk, because he's inappropriate Uncle Bubba in some parts of this town. And so we want to make sure that you are protected.
Which parts?
I don't know. There's 70% of what comes out of that brain of yours is inappropriate. I'm just going to tell you. Okay. All right. I didn't say it was evil or anything. It's just a little bit off about Bubba here. So, okay, here's the question. Can you get a cash-out refinance mortgage with bad credit? First of all, I don't have bad credit, so I don't have to get a cash-out mortgage. Uh-huh. So why are you asking me?
Well, now, when you say bad credit...
Oh, they want to know if they can get a cash-out refinance.
Yeah.
They said, can you get a cash-out refinance?
No,
they want to know if they can get cash-out refinance. So what is bad credit? Everyone has a different idea of what bad credit is. So mm-hmm. I've, over the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that we've talked to on the phones over the years... People say, I got bad credit, and then they got a 700 credit score. Then people say, my credit is good, and they got a 580 credit score. So what is bad credit? If your credit score is below 640, you're going to have a little bit more difficulty getting a cash out. You're going to have to find one of these non-QM cash out loans. We are not in the QM market right now, the non-QM. The non-QM is non-qualified mortgage. A qualified mortgage is essentially a loan that is sold to the federal government. Basically, if it's can't be sold to the federal government, it's some kind of a negative loan or something like this. Mm. You shouldn't do it. No, but they call them non-QM loans, and they're not qualified to be insured by the federal government under those guidelines.
Or go to Freddie or Fannie.
Yeah, they can't go to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or Ginnie Mae.
You know, we were doing them a year or so ago, and I think they were very – I mean, I think they're very – there are some companies that have brought them back, just to let you know.
Well, here's what happened. In 2008, when the loans were being done with people with no incomes and no assets and things, and they were being done – that were not the highest, did not have the highest qualifications, those loans went bad, home values collapsed because many people foreclosed that shouldn't have had a mortgage. So as these things started coming back, and it took about 10 years for them to come back, very skittish, TexasLending.com said, are you sure? What happens when the market goes bad? You'll probably be the first ones to go. You'll probably be the first ones to have your credit lines pulled. No. We're so financially stable, that's not going to happen to us, they would say.
Yeah.
These investors were. It took one day for them to go out of business. One day after COVID hit, and then after they shut down everything, creditors shut down their credit lines, and the non-QM loans went away. Lenders that were doing them got stuck with them. Mm-hmm. There was no outlet for them, so that we could replenish our stores and go out and do more. So basically, you know, if someone says, we're back, we're doing them again, well, these are the same companies that didn't pay anyone for the mortgages they said they were going to pay them for. So we are not stepping back into that anytime soon, into that world, because it's a very dangerous prospect for mortgage lenders to be stuck with millions of dollars of loans that, you know. Now, here's the difference. The non-QM loan, the bad credit loan, these days must have full income documentation. Mm-hmm. That income documentation can be done by W-2s, 1099s, tax returns, or bank statements. Those are the typical ways to document income over the last couple of years. You must have income documentation where back prior to 2008, people were stating their income. Oh, I make 100 grand a year.
And they're good credit or whatever.
Smart. Yeah. So now you can have these non-QM loans are possible. You're going to need about a 640 score to get a good.
But let's talk about what good credit is. Okay, when you're doing a cash out loan, you're basically graded on your credit scores 620 to 640, 640 to 660, 660 to 680. 680 and above, you're going to have the least difficulty on getting a cash out loan. You might 680.
You're going to get the best rates.
You're going to get the best rates.
680 and above, you're going to get. You're going to be within a small, tight range on your interest rates. Once you get below 680, the rates start going up very quickly.
Well, the costs go up. It's not so much the rates that go up. It's how much you have to pay to get the cost that the government wants you to have that rate.
Yes, because the government, they have a loan-level pricing adjustment. They're called LLPAs in our world, loan-level mm-hmm. price adjustments. And at the loan level, if you have a lower credit score, they start charging a point, 2 points, 3 points to the mortgage lender for taking on loans that have 660, 640 scores. That gets passed along to you, the consumer.
It also affects your loan-to-value. Now, I've done 620 credit scores before that had a lot of equity, and they had some assets, too.
Yeah, The credit risk will determine what your rate is, mm-hmm. and your equity position has a big impact on if you're only going to borrow 60% of the value of your house mm-hmm. versus 80% of the value of your house on a home equity loan, mm-hmm. then that will impact your rate. So hopefully that helped you see if you can get a mortgage with bad credit. If you know your credit scores are above 640 and you think you can qualify today, give us a call at 972-387-4600 at Texas Lending.
The only other thing I would say is call up here and let us look at your situation. Let us do what they call a soft pull on your credit so we can look at what may potentially get your scores up, revolving credit. Sometimes it's not that much. Sometimes people don't have a revolving credit, and that's very affecting their scores. So.
This one's the next. Looking to refinance at 15 years. Their value is $230,000. And they currently owe $84,000. Mm. They have a 4.25% rate. So their credit score is 800 plus. So if you're going to refinance $84,000, if you only owe $84,000 remaining on your house, let's say you took that 4.25% to 15 years and that was at 2.75%. Why 2.75%? Because your rate's $84,000. The smaller your loan is, the rates can go up.
You can pay a little bit more closing costs on that because a point doesn't cost you that much at $84,000.
You might save $100 a month in interest if you go from an $84,000 loan. If you go from 4.25% to 2.75%, if you did that on a 15-year, if that's where your rate is, because the rates are moving very fast. We'll talk about that in a second, but. If you go from 4.25% to 2.75%, you might save $100 every month in interest payments. You can apply that towards the principal, pay it off fast.
A lot of it depends, too, on how many years you have left on that loan, the one you have.
And if you want to get cash out on that property, you might be able to actually get a very similar rate. If you borrowed up to 60% of the value of $230,000, you might be able to get a similar rate. So as you would
about that if you have debt to pay off.
So yes, especially if credit cards and other things, student loans. I don't know what the rates are on student loans, but if you can get a mortgage somewhere in the 3% range on a cash out, then is that better? I don't know what the student loan rates are. I don't pay attention.
They just come out of my bank account. I have no idea what we're. I should look into that.
We have some more questions. But, yes, we wanted to – there's other things that we want to talk about we will get to as the show progresses here. And the thing I want to talk about is just the mortgage rate swings. They're swinging as much as 0.25% per day. You call us on a Monday, mm-hmm. the rate's at 2.5%. Call us on Tuesday, it's 2.75%. You call us on Wednesday, it's back to 2.5%. And it's doing this every day right now. It's very volatile. No one knows where the market's going to land. There'll be a landing point where it kind of gets
When I quote a loan now, the last thing I put in there, look, rates are moving hourly.
Yeah.
Let's lock your loan now.
Yeah. Well, you got to, because they're moving and we have the best refinance rates you're going to find in Texas.
And if the rates go down after underwriting, we can float it down.
Yep. And if you're trying to purchase a home, we still got to get to that one.
That's the big one.
Yeah, they're looking for a house. This is the next question, and we want to get to that after the break. In the meantime, we will take that break. And when we come back, we will answer your questions. Get your question in now. We have a couple questions in waiting, and after that, you are next. 972-387-4600. That's our text line. That's also the loan officer line. If you call there now, we're not stressing this enough, that rates are moving very quickly. They moved 0.25% on Thursday, mm-hmm. okay? They could do it again by Friday or by Monday. And so get your rate locked in on hundreds of thousands of dollars of loan that can have a big impact on your future. We're going to come back and answer your questions here in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show here. We are, you know what, we're talking about sports when we're not on the air. In between break, we're talking about sports. We're talking about junior sports, and we want to share with you that it's warming up out there.
It is. I'm playing golf today. You're playing golf today.
You know, it's when it's turned, it's so much more appreciation for 66 degrees than we had 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks
ago. Was it 3 weeks ago?
Well, 3 weeks ago, there's so much more appreciation of what that means. All right, here's the next question. And if you want to get your question in, make sure you call a loan officer or text us here. We'll answer your question at 972-387-4600. Me and my wife are looking for a house, it says. Her credit is a little better than mine, but I make the money. Is it true that lending companies use the lowest credit score? If you're both going to be on the mortgage, we're going to use the lowest credit score. If one of you is not going to be on the mortgage, we will use the credit of the person, the credit score of the person that is on the mortgage. We'll use theirs to qualify. But listen, this is important. If you are getting a conventional loan, let's say one spouse goes on the loan, we will use that person's credit to qualify on that conventional loan. If you get an FHA loan, we will use the person who's going to be on the loan. We will use their scores for interest rate calculations. And then the other spouse, although they will not be on the loan and their score will not be used to determine the interest rate, their debts, their monthly debts that are on their credit report will be used against your income to qualify. So this question that you ask, is it true that mortgage companies use the lowest credit score? We use the lowest credit score who's ever on the loan. But if one of you is not on the loan, there are some loans where we'll use the debts of the other person against the income.
Government
of the
loans, qualified. Basically.
Yes.
VA, so, FHA, USDA.
So just know that those all have different impacts and meanings. We don't know where you guys are in terms of your income. If you want to text us, let me know this, and we'll be able to tell you what you can qualify for. Send us where you think your scores are, 640s, 740s. So let us know your credit scores. Let us know your yearly income. And let us know what kind of down payment you have. And we'll let you know about what kind of home value you should be able to qualify for. This is without you having to talk to a loan officer or apply. We're just going to give you a very conservative, over-the-radio idea of what you're looking at. If you want to. If you wish to do that, you can text us back, and we will get right to your question here. So, yes, there are options for you, and we have a home purchase team. We split up our loan officer team 2 years ago. Well, actually, 3 years ago now. Life is going so fast. In 2018, we split up our loan officer group from doing refinances and purchases. We split them. We said, you get to do home purchases. You do refinances and cash outs. We wanted to give specific attention because a home purchase on a refinance, we're going to get your rate. You already got a mortgage. We're going to drop your rate. Things are great, right? On a home purchase, you have a home builder or a home seller, and you have realtors, and you have all these people involved, and you have movers, and you have all these things that are really relying on a closing date. We split up our team into home purchase teams, and now our home purchase team has tripled. The number of people that are applying for purchases at TexasLending.com is through the roof. And so our home purchase team is taking it on. We're we'll soon be locking dozens of home purchase loans a day here at TexasLending.com as our team is growing and the number of people moving to Texas is growing. Get your call in, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. $4,600. That's how you call a loan officer now. Get your cash out, your refinance, your home purchase, your reverse mortgage. We have them here at TexasLending.com. Or as we like to say, we got them. Okay, here's another one. They bought a home 7 years ago, and they're at 4% for 30 years, Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
They owe $150,000, and they want a remodel. So the current value is $300,000. And they want to know how much they can get out. So they said they need about $100,000 to do improvements. Their home is worth $300,000. They currently owe $150. Well, in Texas, there are a couple options, okay? I'm going to give them both to you, and you can determine which one you want. You can do a home equity cash-out refinance, and that will go up to 80% of the value of your property. If your property is currently at $300K, you can get $240,000. You currently owe $150,000. So that'll leave you about $90,000 in cash out, okay, that you might be able to get out of here. But you say that you need $90,000 or $80,000 to $100,000 to fix it. Your other option, if you don't want the cash out refinance, is a home style renovation loan. Those are a little more difficult. Company mortgage lender is going to have a construction division. There are a couple of them that have those construction divisions and that do the home style renovation loan. So you do have that option. And so it says that you have a credit score of 700. You should be able to get that cash out, stick it in your bank, and you can start working on that remodel. So those are your options. The cash out refinance, which falls under the home equity loan law of Texas. And then the other one is the home style renovation. I don't know a lot of people that are working on that home style renovation. I only know a couple lenders that are actively doing it. But those are your options, and we'll be happy to help you here at TexasLending.com. If you get it going quickly with your credit score and your current rate of 4%, you might be able to drop your rate very nicely and get yourself cash out. So give us a call, 972-387-4600. Here's the next one, Uncle Bubba. When determining FHA or conventional, does credit or loan size come in as the determining factor? So the question is which is the determining factor of whether you want to do CAT or FHA or conventional? And I would say that on an FHA loan, you're going to be able to get really good rates with credit scores even down in the mid 600s.
640.
So even with a 660 just score, different. You're going to get, where was it, 2.25 on a 30-year FHA loan? Mm-hmm. So 2.25 on an FHA 30-year loan. Now, a 30-year conventional loan is going to be up around 3.25 on a purchase. Okay, call it 2.875. What, two and three quarters to 3.25. Depending on your loan size, you know, that's for the best credit situations, okay. On a FHA, you can get it down to near 2.25. You understand? So also, because the FHA rates are so much better than the conventional 30-year right now, that just the rate itself might be the determining factor of which loan you want. So the loan size is not really the Well, if your loan is over a certain amount, then you're going to be on a conventional loan because FHA has loan limits that are determined by county, actually. Every county has a different FHA limit.
417.
The current one for Dallas, Tarrant, Collin, Denton is 417. There are lower limits in other parts of the state of Texas FHA.
That also includes your 3.5% down. So the lax loan amount is 417. That means your purchase price could be higher if you could bring that amount to the table.
Let's say you want to get a $430,000 loan. That's going to be conventional. If you want 417 or below in the Dallas-Fort Worth major metro counties, you're probably looking at, you can look at both. Mm-hmm. There's not one thing that determines this. Sometimes it's credit. Credit definitely is a factor. There are some things that you can have on an FHA. You can be 2 years out of a bankruptcy, Chapter 7, and get an FHA loan. You can be 3 years out of foreclosure. You can have a foreclosure just 3.5 years ago and get the same rate as anyone else on an FHA loan if your credit score is the same. So on a conventional loan, you're going to need longer periods out of bankruptcy, longer periods out of foreclosure. So credit can have an impact. The loan size on the higher end of the spectrum could have an impact. And so those are some, and then the rates on the FHA are much better on the 30-year than they are on the conventional 30-year right now. So that can be a determining factor. All right, we are starting to get pounded with questions.
Credits.
with questions.
All right. I have a 686 credit score. What is the ideal score to refinance?
A 696 score.
696, okay, my eyes are bad.
What is the ideal The problem is not your eyes, Bubba. It's just that your arms aren't long enough. You can't see.
You got alligator arms.
You can't put your arm, your phone out long enough to read the. Well, I have a 696 score. What is the ideal score for a refinance for the best rate offered? The ideal score on a conventional loan is 740.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have an FHA loan, we just got done telling you that the FHA rates in a 30-year are about 0.75% lower than they are for a conventional loan.
But it says they're willing to refinance. So yeah. Depends a lot on your equity, too. If you have a lot of equity, 696 score is not going to matter.
Well, if you're doing an FHA streamline refinance, if you do a streamline refinance, we're primarily just going to look at your mortgage history and see if it's been paid on time.
Right.
And so your score is not really going to come into it on an FHA streamline if we document that your mortgage has been paid on time. So let's say you have a 696 versus a 740. You're going to get the same rate on an FHA streamline refinance at 696 as you are at 740. On conventional, it's different. Your rate will be higher at 696 than it is at 740, depending on how much equity you have in the house.
And from reading this commercial, it sounds like a lot of the calls that I get that they're wanting to get out of the FHA to get around that mortgage insurance.
You want to get rid of the mortgage insurance, I understand. But if you have enough equity in that mortgage, you might want to get a 15-year. Mm-hmm. And that PMI will go away. That mortgage insurance premium will go away over a period of time. If you have over 10% equity, then your MIP, your mortgage insurance premium from the federal government, MIP comes on government-insured FHA loans. PMI comes on conventional loans. The mortgage insurance premium on your FHA loan can go away in as little as 11 years if you have 10% equity on, let's call it a 15-year refinance there. So great opportunity for you with the 696 score to get that streamlined or take a look at that conventional loan. We got to take a break, folks. And when we come back, we're going to try to get to this lightning round. Right now, you are texting us up. We have plenty of texts to get to, and we're going to get to those after this. But in the meantime, call us at our office. Our loan officers are waiting patiently on this beautiful Saturday morning, 972-387-4600. Call us now, and we will help you out with that refinance, purchase, or home equity loan. We're coming back for more on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, sharing with you all the glory of mortgages coming your way on Saturday. Hopefully you're waking up and enjoying your Saturday. We're here every Saturday from 8 to 9 here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. And we have questions for you. You have questions for us. We have answers for you at 972-387-4600. And let's get to the next question, Bubba. Let's see. Is there any down payment assistance for a first-time home buyer? And what is a typical loan approval for a couple with a 650 and a 700 credit score? So 650 to 700, your best rates are going to be FHA.
Yes,
your best rate,
no doubt.
If you're a couple, we're going to use the lowest credit score, the 650 score.
3.5% down. There are some down payment assistance programs. I don't know after COVID if they're still there or not. I don't know. I don't think so. But there's some counties have down payment assistance. You have to look at their county website.
So basically there are down payment assistance programs. We have been involved with them many times in the past. Those loans typically default at about 5 times the rate as regular FHA loans. Unfortunately, the government, the FHA, measures and grades mortgage lenders based on the number of defaults as a percentage of the loans they write. And so if those loans start defaulting, lenders got to stop doing them. So we were doing them. People started defaulting on them. So we had to pull out of the down payment assistance programs. But it is 3.5% down on FHA.
You can rates, because you're not going to get the best rates on that down payment assistance. They price that down payment assistance into the rate. They also don't let you refinance for 5 years until that amount is paid off.
Okay, make sure that you get your text in, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. Let's go to the next one. I make $77,500. My wife is currently unemployed. Mm-hmm. Our rate is 5.75. Okay. My score's upper 800s. Our income is 225. Homes worth 250. Can we refinance? Well, you should be able to. If you make $77,000 and you have a $250,000 loan, you should be able to get that refinance. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba wants to do your loan. You can call our office at 972-387-4600. You can call her there now. Bubba's direct line, 972-232-0468. 972-232-0468.
Yeah, you can just leave me a message there.
0468. And so, let's see. Oh, this is that person coming back from earlier. They make $65,000, 690 credit score, $5,000 down. So with a if you make $65,000 a year, you can probably get yourself a $170,000 loan, about $220,000 mortgage, somewhere in there conservatively, with that kind of income. And with a $5,000 down payment, you're going to need 3.5% down, so you're going to have to take that into account. So we had a person get a cash out last May, Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
They had a cash out last May, and they want to do a refinance, but they have to wait how long?
They have to wait a year, 12 months. But we can start that loan and close it. We can start it in April and close it in May. After the, you know, that way you don't, you know, you can lock your rates now. But so in April, I would say April 15th or something like that. I mean, our process has gotten a lot faster. I mean, we're down to like,
well, what we used month. To when these were at the height of this refinance thing, it was taking 30 days just to get a loan from application into the processing department.
Right.
We'll be down to 35 days to closing here within any applications that are going to come in, I would say within the next 15 days. By the 20th of this month, if you apply, your loan should be taking 30 to 35 days.
I would say by April 15th.
The industry is still at 70 days.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be at 35 days by April.
Well, we've upped our staff so much. I mean,
yes.
How much more?
We've doubled our underwriting staff in 2 months. And so
where are we at employee-wise from last year, a year ago to here?
Well, you know what? I can't answer that because we've run out of time.
Oh, my gosh.
We have 240 employees versus 100.
Yeah, there you go.
That's not important to you. What's important is we got to get out of here. And we'll see you next week. Make sure you tune in and call us on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show 105.3 The Fan.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.